Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Russia's war in Ukraine figures prominently in President Biden's meeting today with the Prime Minister of Denmark. NPR's Tamara Keith reports this comes ahead of next month's NATO summit.
The U.S. and Denmark are working together to help train Ukrainian pilots to use F-16 fighter jets as their country defends itself against Russia. Prime Minister Mette Frederiksen of Denmark is rumored to be a candidate for the role of NATO Secretary General. But when asked if that was the purpose of her meeting with Biden, Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre said they have a lot to talk about.
They will review our efforts as NATO allies and close partners to strengthen transatlantic security and bolster economic prosperity. They will discuss our unwavering support for Ukraine in the face of Russia's brutal war of aggression.
Add to the list coordination on climate change, energy security, and other global issues. Tamara Keith, NPR News, The White House.
The White House hosts British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak on Thursday. Hundreds of journalists are walking off the job today at Gannett Company Newspapers. NPR's David Folkenflik reports a 24-hour strike was sparked by a dispute over working conditions at Gannett Papers and the chief executive's pay.
Journalists at newspapers in seven states are part of the walkout, including the Arizona Republic, the Austin American Statesman, the Asbury Park Press, and others. They say the company has failed for years to give them the pay and compensation they need to keep up with the times, and note they're being asked to do more than ever. The president of the News Guild says Gannett has cut 54% of its local paper's workforce since a huge corporate merger just 4 years ago. Gannett says it's committed to a new strategy that will unlock public service journalism that appeals to readers, but has offered few details. Gannett just hired NPR's Terrence Samuel to be editor-in-chief of its flagship paper, USA Today. That's not part of this week's work action. David Folkenflik, NPR News.
The primary suspect in the unsolved disappearance of an American student in Aruba 18 years ago may be extradited to the United States this week. Jorn Vandersloot is serving a 28-year sentence for the murder of a Peruvian woman who was killed 5 years to the day after Natalie Holloway disappeared following her alleged encounter with Vandersloot. The Peruvian government announced last month that it would allow Vandersloot to temporarily leave the country to face trial in the United States for extortion and wire fraud. Vandersloot's accused of trying to extort money from the Holloway family in exchange for information about the location of her remains. Holloway's body was never found. At last check on Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average down 69 points at 33,692. S&P's risen 14 points. The Nasdaq is up 83. This is NPR News.